Here's Andy Udman.
When you get into big business and healthcare, it's ugly.
When health is bought, it crosses a line. And it's not a political line, it's a human line.
She became addicted to hydrocodone, Vicodin. When she tried to withdraw, she became extremely depressed and she committed suicide. And the way that she did that was by burning herself alive.
It's a business. They're in the business of making profit.
The pharmaceutical industry spent $20 million lobbying on health care this year.
An indictment of what the U.S. government does to some of the most vulnerable children in this country.
The vaccine big pharma industry pushing dangerous products.
There is undoubtedly a connection between these vaccines and diseases such as autism.
Folks, you know what I hate? And I'm sure you do, too, when you think about it. I hate being lied to. I just find it so nauseating and insulting. I hate being lied to. Think about it. And you're the same way. I hate when a mayor of a city says, you know what? I don't know who paid for my son's wedding. I just find that so nauseating. Politics, by its very nature, is misleading, deceptive, and vague. And that's why I hate interviewing politicians for that very reason. Because they can't tell you the truth. Or they wouldn't be elected. It's a simple fact of life. Do you know that we are being fed a pack of lies daily, hourly, by big food, big pharma, and big agriculture? And that's the subject of our chat this morning. Lies. And like you, I hate being lied to. As she is every Thursday morning, Pam Colleen, our nutritional consultant, author, provocateur, world traveler. She has so many titles. She is in this morning. And Pam, we have a fascinating guest.
That's right. This morning we have Jeff Hayes. He's the producer of the film Doctored, and we interviewed him last February. But he's got a new movie coming out, and it's called Bought. Good morning, Jeff. I guess you're in New York this morning?
I am in New York.
Well, welcome.
Good morning.
How are things in the Big Apple?
It is humid and rainy. I was hearing about the sun there. It's not going to be the case here today.
First impression, Jeff, if I could, when I went to New York City for the first time, we stayed in the Summit Hotel, came outside in the middle of January. It was minus whatever. It was horribly cold. And I came out the front door and I had to step over somebody sleeping on the sidewalk. And you know what? I saw a lot of wonderful things in New York, but I'll never forget the guy I had to step over. And then we went on our way, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I just leave him laying there on the sidewalk? Not that we don't have that in London, Ontario. We do. Jeff, let me ask you this. You now have a mission in life. I just shared that I hate it when people lie. What was the moment when you said, wait a minute, our drug companies are lying to us. Our food companies are lying to us. Big food, big pharma, big agri, they're lying to us, and I'm going to set out in life to stop them. What was the moment in which you had that epiphany?
It's interesting. We you know, in doing the film Doctored, Doctored was initially going to be a small project, and it grew. And in doing that, these were the three subjects that begged for us to really do a good job on it. And it was... my director, Bobby Sheehan, always says the best films tell you how they want to be made. And this film that we're doing, Bought, I keep saying, if not me, who? If not now, when? It is making me make it.
Jeff, let me share with you that just during the commercial break, just before we came on, Pam was sharing a story. I mean, this is something that's happening on an hourly basis, not a daily basis. You were watching CNN this morning. You were going,
right.
Come
and
on, guys, yeah. Tell me the truth.
Yeah, and they were pussyfooting around this research that came out around aspartame and artificial sweeteners. And, of course, Sanjay Gupta wouldn't come right out and say this stuff is toxic. They used every other word imaginable, every story imaginable to basically act as a smokescreen for people to realize that diet drinks are toxic.
It's amazing. And so if you ask the question, why is that? Why in the world would Sanjay Gupta pussyfoot around this issue? Mm-hmm. And then they cut to commercials. And you understand the answer to the question.
That's right. They don't want to hurt their sponsors.
And it's not only that, they're not allowed to.
That's right. Yeah.
It's and so the pharmaceutical industry spends $4 billion a year advertising in the U.S. direct to consumer, bypassing the doctors. At $4 billion a year, they carry a big stick.
But Jeff, let me ask you this. I watch ABC News every evening. Pam thinks it's because I'm in love with Diane Sawyer. Not true. I just found them on the dot. I'm very comfortable, know all the reporters. But I have noticed that lately they are carrying more of the stories that we carry on this segment, this health segment, every Thursday, revealing some of these truths about the lies we're being told by big pharma, by big agriculture, and by big food.
You know what's happening is the evidence is getting so overwhelming that to stay on the wrong side of this issue is going to be like trying. It's going to be like the five guys sitting in front of Congress looking under oath that came from big tobacco, and one after the other they said, yeah, I don't know that smoking is bad for you.
Give me an example of one of these stories which we've been in denial about in the mainstream media and now is exploding, forcing us to deal with the truth, not the lies we've been told.
They're around us everywhere. One that's really on the horizon that's coming up now is vaccine safety. And this is not anti-vaccine. This is not pro-vaccine. We're just talking about the truth about vaccine safety. In 1986, the Congress in the U.S. established a vaccine court because no insurers would insure a vaccine company more because vaccines, and what they stated was because vaccines are inherently and necessarily dangerous. They're so dangerous, there was no way to insure for them. So the U.S. government in the U.S. insures. So if you're injured by a vaccine, you cannot sue a vaccine company. You've got to sue the U.S. government and go to vaccine court. Well, somehow this has evolved into there is no danger from vaccines. And they even call vaccines, instead of inoculations, they call them immunizations, as if they provided immunity. Well, your body provides immunity, and vaccines may or may not be effective. Right now, there are huge outbreaks of mumps and measles occurring, and they're blaming everybody in the world. They're blaming Andy Wakefield. People aren't getting vaccinated. The mumps outbreak that's occurring in most populations, it's amongst 97% vaccinated. It's the kids that are vaccinated that are getting mumps. Now, you can tell parents that vaccines work all you want, but if you're a parent and you get your child vaccinated for mumps and they get the mumps, it's kind of hard to deny that.
I'm trying to think whether it was yesterday or the day before. We get this on a regular basis, parents who are calling up when we do anything to do with health, saying they are intimidated, browbeaten, threatened by doctors here in London, Ontario, when they go to see the doctor about another issue for their children, and the issue of vaccinations come up, and it turns out they don't have the paperwork in order, or they just believe they don't want to have their children. I mean, the pressure that doctors are still putting on people to have vaccines for virtually everything is very real, very intimidating, and a constant issue.
It's all you have to do, and I don't know what the Canadian rules are. In the U.S., they have to give you the disclosure statement that on vaccines. Pediatricians do not do that, but that was a part of the law in 1986 that established this vaccine court, is they had to do full disclosure of what the risks are. Your pediatrician will tell you there are no risks, and you just have to ask, okay, where is the package insert for the vaccine you're going to give my child, and will you read with me what the potential problems with this are? What are the potential side effects? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that, you know, these are well documented, and people are being injured. Vaccines, you know, regardless of where you stand on it, there's no one can look you in the eye and truthfully say vaccines are totally safe. So the question becomes, what are the real risks? What are the potential benefits? And it varies from vaccine to vaccine. And it's time for people to have the truth on this. And it's coming out. and these people who are just repeating the party line are going to look like idiots at best and crooks at worst.
Now, Jeff, you had an epiphany, but the vast majority of the population today still believes a lot of the advertising they see on television. They still believe Health Canada. They still believe a lot of the claims that are being made over potentially dangerous products. When did you have your epiphany? How was it that you transformed and you were able to question the system?
This took the process of interviewing alternative healthcare professionals. And then what happened as we filmed, I literally saw miracles. I saw people. So what's happened in our healthcare system, we have begun to ignore what doctors are seeing. Doctors do not believe what they see with their own eyes because it's just empirical evidence. They're, you know, that's just a case of one. It doesn't count. It, unless it's a double-blind controlled study, then they don't trust it. We've somehow taken our front line of our smartest and brightest, most connected medical practitioners and told them what you see with your eyes does not count. If it doesn't come from a double-blind controlled randomized clinical trial, don't pay any attention to it. And meanwhile, those randomized clinical trials are now owned lock, stock, and barrel by the pharmaceutical company.
Well, let me give you an example of what our guest is saying this morning. Pam, Japan. HPV.
Right. Yeah. Because of all of the adverse events happening with the HPV vaccine, the Japanese government is taking a turn and saying no to this vaccine. So I think that we have to have more critical voices out there. They have to oversee some of these adverse events and question whether or not these vaccines are actually viable. As I often say on the show, Andy, I mean, we could die from thousands of illnesses. Does this mean that we should be vaccinated thousands of times? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
And the Europeans and the Japanese and other countries around the world where their governments seem to be less influenced by some of the money people, they are making these kinds of decisions. So Japan now has made its decision on the HPV vaccine. Mm-hmm. They're not going to pump chemicals into grade 7 girls, and now we're talking about doing it to boys as well.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna take... I'm telling you, my director's wife was here yesterday. She's a producer on this film, and so we're sitting there and discussing our shooting schedule, and she goes, well, Lucas, their 12-year-old son just got the HPV vaccine. Bobby's my director, his jaw dropped. He's like, what? And she goes, oh, yeah, man, my pediatrician. And she was completely scared not to do it and had their son. I'm like, okay, this is a vaccine that the trial on it, 15 months into the Gardasil clinical trial, they decided to fast-track it through the FDA. The FDA approved it. They stopped the clinical trial, which was only on girls, and it has never been picked back up. The safety trial in this vaccine is being done on our children. Yeah. We have no idea what the effects are. We do know that there are dangerous side effects. There have been adverse events, and we don't know if it's effective as a vaccine.
Wow. Okay, now, that's the first big lie. Let's move to the second big lie, and I'm sure you have quite a list because they're coming from big food, big pharma, big agriculture. What's the second big lie you'd like to focus on?
That GMOs are safe, and the fact that this is based on the same group that says, I don't believe anything unless it's based on a randomized clinical trial, is these people are turning around and saying, but GMOs are safe, even though this has never been studied. There's plenty of evidence that suggests that's not true. And meanwhile, we're drowning in Roundup, where you can test the rain in the U.S. and 60 to 100%, depending on location, contains Roundup, contains glyphosate.
Glyphosate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the rainwater.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have governments,
so pervasive.
But we have governments who are so cozy with the biotechnology industry. I mean, and consumers are just being blindsided because there's no labeling, so they have no idea how to reject these foods from their lives.
It's amazing to fight not saying, hey, I want to outlaw GMOs, I want to outlaw genetically engineered food, saying I want to know if I spend my money for it, and they're fighting us on that. They're going to lose that battle.
Jeff, if we don't do something about GMOs, how predominant are they becoming, and what will the health effects be?
Well, think about it. If you're looking at 95 to 98% of the soy in this country, 90% of the corn, and open any food label, try to find something that's not based in corn. You know, the corn that feeds the meat, the cattle, the pigs, try and find some way that this doesn't touch you, no matter how clean you try to eat. Between soy and corn alone, and we have no clue what's going to happen.
Okay. Right. We're all guinea pigs in this experiment.
Okay. Right. It's one thing to say that we don't know what's going to happen. Are there definitely some negative side effects which are happening?
So, and this is one I want to tread caution. There was a study that came out, I'm sure Pam is aware of it, that came out in the last 2 weeks linking glyphosate to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so the way glyphosate works is not like a normal weed killer. And instead of killing the weed, what it does, it's like giving a plant AIDS. It weakens the plant's immune system. So the other things in the soil kill it. Now there are new pathogens that we've never seen before that are taking advantage of this and killing plants, and we're ingesting them into our bodies. You know, just even common sense. So please, you got to understand, if you're talking GMOs and glyphosate, Roundup go hand in hand.
But Jeff, there's a story we just have to ask you about because it has saturation media coverage the last few days. We have a crisis here in southwestern Ontario. We have a crisis across Canada and around the world. Our bees are dying, and it's directly linked to a certain chemical which farmers are using, a chemical which has been banned in various parts of the world. I want to ask you, why are our bees dying? Jeff Hayes, our guest this morning, working on another documentary called Bought, about the big lies from big food, big pharma, and big agriculture. When we come back in just a moment after the news update right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's an experience Ontario beekeeper Dave Shewitt was not prepared for. In the last year, an astounding 37 million of his honeybees have died. Just 2 years ago, his hives were thriving. He was planning on an expansion of his family business. Now, they're not sure if they'll have a honey harvest at all this year. It's just one example of a worldwide bee crisis that is devastating farmers and the environment.
I wouldn't give your average American physician that much credit.
Doctors were not receiving fair, balanced information. They were receiving marketing information designed to increase the bottom line of the portfolio of the drug companies that I worked for.
There's no ethics anymore. The average spine surgeon makes $800,000 a year doing unnecessary back surgeries, but they make $1 million in royalties from Medtronic. So of course they're going to put as much metal in people's spines as they can.
I can't believe those people who wear white coats and those pagers, and they look so darn important, have all those diplomas on the wall, and we see them in our medical offices all the time, and their decisions are not based on our good health, but on how many free trips they can get to the Cayman Islands.
Medicine is a business, you know. We can't be that naive to think that it's a not-for-profit industry. It's there for profit. Okay. Our food industry is there for profit. The quality of these industries is being neglected.
Pam, you have warned us for so long about the big lies from big food, big pharma, big agriculture. Wherever there's money involved and you get between a corporation and the money, you're going to get lies. Now, tell me this. I had, in the chair that you're sitting in, Pam, I had a Maureen Baraneski earlier this week. She, for 30 years, has been living on a heart that was donated to her here in London 30 years ago. And one of the callers called, because we were talking about donating your organs. Oh, I'm really cynical about hospitals and doctors, you know. If you're sick and they've got, a doctor friend who needs an organ, how do they... And I'm thinking, no way. And here I read this story this morning. This was just sent to me by a listener a few moments ago. This is from the website Natural News, where host, the health ranger, Mike Adams, writes this morning, I have warned Natural News readers about this several times over the last decade. Do not become an organ donor, although you may wish to help others out of the goodness of your literal heart. The sinister truth is that doctors routinely harvest organs from living patients right here in the USA. And then they give an example. Listen to this. A woman named Colleen Burns recently opened her eyes to find herself, this is out of a horror movie, recently opened her eyes to find herself on an operating room table in a hospital in Syracuse, New York. Looking around, she noticed she was the subject of the operation. It turns out doctors were about to harvest her organs and send them to other waiting surgeons who would transplant them into other patients. This is not fiction. It has been covered by ABC News and several other news sources. It really happened. Are you surprised, Pam?
I'm not surprised at all. I've been hearing these stories for years.
Jeff Hayes, our guest this morning. Are you surprised, Jeff Hayes?
That's one of those that I really hate to I hate to hear stories like that, because the so many people have had lives saved by organ donation, and that you talk about a trusting moment. So for me, the lesson to take out of that is, if you're in the hospital for any reason, you better take an advocate with you.
Okay, we've been working on your list of lies for a new documentary you're working on called Bought. You've said one of the biggest lies out there that we're being fed by big food, big pharma, and big agriculture is vaccines. Number two, GMOs. Now, I played a clip coming into this segment about bees, and you've heard the story. Bees are dying around the world because these of this pesticide, which I find so hard to pronounce, neonicotinoids. What's your perspective on this problem?
I'm really glad you brought this up. You know, the colony collapse disorder, this is just another example of an unintended consequence. So when you look at literally without bees, you know, so it's not like we're not going to have honey. We're not going to have food. A third of our food supply is completely dependent on bees. And so this is the type of unintended consequence when you've got one industry that's marching forward with their interest and not paying attention to the consequences in other industries. But it also brings up something that's just a brilliant point that I want to pull out here. Whenever we have a species die off, we know what to do immediately. So, like, if a species of bees starts to die off, if a species of monkeys starts to die off, what do? The very first thing is we look at their environment. What is it that has changed in their environment that is killing them? Well, we forget that human beings are a species. And when we start to develop cancer as a group, when we start to die of heart disease, instead of looking for what is it in our environment that's killing us, like every other species, we say, what is genetically wrong with this human that we can find the genetic cause of this disease? Can you imagine?
It's a red herring, Jeff. It's all a red herring.
Yes. Can you imagine if right now, as the bees die off, we forgot about looking for what's in the environment that's killing. Forget about the insecticides. Yeah, that's there. But what's genetically wrong with these bees? And we started doing a search for the genetic cause of what's killing them off. We would be dead before we figured out the answer.
Yeah, God forbid that anybody would cut into the profits of any of these multinational corporations.
Jeff, let's keep our list going. Lies, big lies we're being fed. Vaccines, GMOs, what's next?
So from... this leads into, just from start to finish, we have been taught that the solution to our health problem is from outside of us, that there is something genetically wrong with us. And the fact is, if you cut your arm, you don't have to take a pill for your body to know how to heal that cut. And this even works in a brand new baby. There's something innately within us. The body is a self-healing mechanism. Every drug that we take may give us symptomatic relief. It may do one thing or another, but it interferes with that process. So from immunizations, you know, as they're called, these inoculations, yes, they will create some sort of immunity, but it is a limited immunity. All of these things interfere with your body's ability to heal itself. So when you start getting into drugs, this statin drugs are the darling. We're talking about blockbuster drugs making $10 billion a year for their owners. And we're, you know, now the evidence is coming out. Oh, it turns out statin drugs may cause diabetes, especially in women over 50. Oh, it turns out it may cause your brain to shrink because your brain is 15% cholesterol. And it may turn out that they have little effect on longevity, if at all.
But, Jeff, all of these things are a sign of progress, correct? I mean, Andy and I are anti-progress. Whenever we do any kind of show like this, we are labeled as being anti-progress. You know, it's very difficult for people to realize how twisted and convoluted the information is in and around a lot of the sale of these types of items.
You know, the average 10-person pediatric office has in their inventory $100,000 worth of vaccines. I don't like thinking that doctors would harvest organs and, you know, indiscriminately. I don't like thinking that my pediatrician is going to recommend vaccines just because he has $100,000 in inventory. But I do know me, if I had $100,000 worth of inventory, I would be trying to turn it. And I'm not an immoral person. So you really do have to, the bottom line lesson in this is you have to be in control of your own health. It doesn't make you a radical.
Let me ask you about this whole issue, which keeps coming up, about doctors being influenced by drug companies who send young ladies with skirts up to here and their credentials falling out of their bra to convince doctors that they ought to push certain drugs, trips to the Cayman Islands. How much of that goes on, Jeff?
You know, it's funny. When they survey doctors, over and over the surveys say a doctor will always say he is not influenced by the drug companies, but he believes that his constituents are. And so this is where, you know, we all think we're above average. We all think we are above, and we can't all be above average. Well, so the problem with this, and actually we're getting the drug companies are getting even smarter. They're actually backing off spending money on direct influence of doctors, because they own, if you ask any doctor, they'll tell you, I'm not influenced by drug reps. I only pay attention to the studies. Well, the pharmaceutical companies have heard this message, and that's where they're focusing their attention. They may, when they bring out a drug, they may have done 15 studies, 13 of which have failed, and they stopped and never published, 2 of which succeeded, and those are the 2 studies that they disseminate to doctors, and doctors accept them unquestioningly.
Now, there's a great line in the trailer for your upcoming movie, Bought. It talks about the divorce, this essential divorce that must take place between scientific affairs and marketing, and that's essentially what you're alluding to here, correct?
Yeah, Marcia Engel was the chief editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. I heard her speak a couple of months ago, and she was asked the question, is academic medicine for sale? And she replied, after thinking about it, no, the current owner is very happy.
Wow.
It's really the case. CME credits are now allowed to come from pharmaceutical companies. So now they can literally pay your doctor to come sit in a room and get required continuing medical education credits for listening to a pharmaceutical rep.
Jeff, I thought, thanks to the Hippocratic Oath, that doctors had just one mission in life, and that is to get their patients healthy. And you're saying it's a little more complex than that.
Sadly, the doctors are the biggest victims in this. Most of them did not get in this profession to make money. Most of them really are healers at heart. And what they've discovered is medicine is no longer run by people from medicine. It's run by MBAs. And they're put into a box of best practices and 12-minute appointments. And in 12 minutes, no doctor is going to be able to ferret out what is this combination of symptoms you walk in presenting mean. All they can do in that time period is write you a prescription.
Jeff, we have to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we want to wrap this all up and put a little bow on it. I want to ask you, what is the state of health in North America? What is the state of our deficits and budgets when we have exploding health care problems and exploding health care bills? One of the biggest things threatening us as a society in North America. We'll be back with Jeff to wrap it up. Phone lines are open, 643-1290. We'll be back in just a moment right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Okay, want to cover a lot of territory in the few moments we have left. Our guest this morning, Jeff Hayes, his first documentary, Doctored. Pam, in a nutshell, what was the message?
Essentially, Jeff's first documentary, Doctored, was a warning to us about this medical mafia that we feel so subjected to that we have to bow down before, and the flaws within the system. And he's basically extrapolating from that initial documentary into his new documentary that's coming out. I don't know exactly the due date for this particular documentary, but the next one is called Bought. And so the doctor opened up the Pandora's box for Jeff, and now he's elaborating on a lot of the different concepts that he brought up in that movie and his next movie.
Jeff, we were working on a list of lies. What lies have we overlooked? You were talking about the big lie about vaccines, the big lie about GMOs, the big lie about why bees are dying, the big lie about your body can't heal itself, you need drugs from a big pharma, the big lies in your doctor's office, because if they sell just a few more drugs, they'll get the free trip to the Cayman Islands. Have we missed any lies?
Well, and again, what's happened is we've built an economic system that is rewarding a small group for doing a bad job. It's, you know, when you said, are there going to be vaccines for everything? The answer to that is yes, because if I'm a pharmaceutical company and I can label my product a vaccine, it means I have a guaranteed paying audience, even in many cases a governmental mandate to take it, and I have zero liability regardless of whatever damage it cost. Wow. And so when you have those kind of economic incentives, I love the free market. This is not a free market. This is a collusion between government and big business that is extracting a toll on all of us.
Should we send all our doctors to see the movie, Jim Carrey's movie, Liar, Liar? I love that film.
You know, I look at the doctors as being the first line of victims in this. They're not able to practice the art of medicine anymore. And then the art of medicine, you know, anybody can learn how to practice medicine, but the art of medicine is a dying art. When your doctor knows who you are and can look at you and say, hey, Andy, what's wrong?
Jim, or Jeff, we have just a couple of moments left. What is the single biggest thing we need to do right now to address what seems to be an epidemic in every department? Diabetes, heart disease, obesity, on and on it goes. We have an absolute health crisis in North America, which is going to bankrupt us. What's the first thing we need to do?
It is so simple. It is not, you've got to own it. There is nothing genetically wrong with you anymore. There's something genetically wrong with the bees. If you look at your diet and you look at your activity level, you can predict your health. And we don't want to hear that, but that's the fact. It is the environment that we're creating between stress and not moving and eating unclean food that's killing us.
But how do we get through to the masses, though, Jeff? People are so complacent. They really believe. I have people all the time who tell me that they go to their doctor and they say, doctor, I'm sick. Is it my diet? And the doctor says, no, it's not your diet.
It's funny, when you ask doctors about it, they will admit, yes, it's their diet, but they know they're not going to do anything, so they'll go ahead and write them a prescription for a statin. And this is actually going to be a self-fixing problem, because we're not going to be able to afford to try to solve it the way we are.
Every day we get new evidence of how shocking this is. Pam, remind our audience of that fact from last week's show that more women die
from the opiates, yes, from the opiate drugs. That so many people are dying every year, thousands of people are dying every year because of this addiction that we have to these painkillers.
From painkillers than from car crashes. More women in the U.S. dying from these opiates than from car crashes, if you can imagine.
Dying from legal opiates than from all the illegal drugs combined. So we have this war on drugs. We're aimed at the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's another red herring. You have Gwen Olson in your movie, who's written the book Confessions of an RX Drug Pusher, and she talks about, I think it was her niece, who set herself on fire, wasn't it, after she was trying to come off oxycodone?
Yeah. Jeff,
we have 1 minute left. It's all yours. What's the message?
The main thing, check in with us at botmovie.com, B-O-U-G-H-T, botmovie.com, and I'll try to keep people up to date on what we're doing. What's great is I'm being sent lots of information, lots of data that I haven't shared that I can't wait to put into the film. This is going to be a newsworthy film, and I'm so glad you guys are helping me get the word out.
Well, I appreciate you doing the movie. Do you have any idea when it might come out?
January of 2014.
Fantastic.
Jeff, is there hope? I mean, this has been pretty much a doom and apocalypse kind of show. Are you hopeful?
Without a doubt that our health is in our own hands. It's in the food you eat, the air you breathe, the stress you allow into your life, the thoughts you think, and the amount you move. This literally, from cutting cancer by 50% by taking a walk, this is not an easy problem to solve, but anybody who wants to can take control of their own health.
Okay, but Big Pharma can't make money off you going for a walk.
That'll be okay.
That's cutting into their profits, Jeff. How dare you do that?
That'll be okay.
The president of Pfizer is going to be on the phone to you with some nasty language. Jeff, a real pleasure. We thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It was great to be with you again.
Wow, what an eye-opener. The movie again is?
It's called Bought. So his first movie is called Doctored. And the movie he's going to have out in January of 2014 is called Bought. So again, the website is just called BoughtMovie.com.
Terrific. Pam, anything else?
That's it for now.
Wow. Terrific. Yeah. What an hour. 11 o'clock news coming up on the other side. I want to ask you about